With all the world's economic woes right now, it seems like what we need is a big dose of humor. On the National Bird Chat listserv this week, people were debating various issues revolving around bird nomenclature that started when one guy asked whether the correct spelling for widgeon contains the letter D or not. It doesn't, according to the American Ornithologists Union. But after settling that issue, one birder had to interject a new word coinage. He's decided a baby widgeon is called a widget. Someone else said a baby coot must be a cootie, and that led to another noting that a baby egret is a regret, though I think that's only true when an egg is laid before the pair is quite ready to raise it. Last weekend, I decided to start up a blog titled Twin Beaks that is ostensibly written by birds for birds. My education screech owl Archimedes is the main poster. He has decided that his career in education is in a rut, and he's decided to pursue one of the new jobs opening up in the new administration. He's been trying to get his ducks in a row to start the application process, but it's been trickier than he expected. Apparently, the transition team wants to know all about his past associations, and Archimedes has been known to have dealings with some pretty militant hawks back when he was at the Wildlife Rehab Center as a young owl. Worse yet, there are whole colonies of mice that consider him a vicious serial killer. If they get anyone's ear in the new administration, well, there goes that career. Vera, Chuck, and Dave are three tufted titmice that will be keeping up with issues of birds and popular culture. They're particularly interested in beetles. Anyway, this week Vera went to see the chick flick The Secret Life of Bees, and she's very concerned about the loon vocalizations in the soundtrack. She notes that no self-respecting loon would be caught dead in the woods of South Carolina where the movie is set, and wonders why she didn't hear any tufted titmice songs and calls. Titmice are, of course, all over the place in South Carolina. An anonymous black-crowned night heron posed the question, why do birds stand on one leg? And answered, because if they pulled that one up, they'd fall down. Finally, there's the story of two turkey vultures who were very tired of the rigors of migration and finally saved up enough frequent flyer miles to take a jet. Before the trip, one of their friends reminded them that now they have to pay for those stupid little bistro meals on planes, and they thought, no way. So on the way to the airport, they each picked up a squashed rabbit in the road, tucked it under a wing, and sauntered in to get their boarding passes. Turkey vultures are not very experienced at using computers, and they just couldn't figure out the touch screen machines, but a nice agent called them up. He gave them both window seats and then asked if he could check their luggage. They looked at their dead rabbits and said, no thank you, this is carry-on. It's going to take a lot higher level of humor to bring us out of the depths of worry that are pervasive right now. If you have any good bird jokes to share, send them to chickadee@lauraerickson.com. And next time you're on the internet, check out twinbeaks.blogspot.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.